And I realise that life is the same. I look at successful people and what differentiates them from the less successful. And it's the magic. It's the mastery of doing things in a certain way and practicing them and repeating them.
I'm Dean Jackson. He's Joe Polish. And this is the I Love Marketing Podcast.
Is exponential growth in your business magic or mastery? Is it the mystical or is it the power of structure, passion, and tenacity? Remember to subscribe to I Love Marketing so you don't miss a future episode. Visit ilovemarketing.com/subscribe for more.
Okay, our next presenter is Stefan Wissenbach. He comes all the way from England to be with us at these meetings. At age 21, Stefan created his first business using his unique skill set of simplifying the complex. Since then, he's built and sold four businesses. He now consults with entrepreneurs, some of whom are billionaires. He will talk to us today about how to achieve exponential growth in your business and in your life. Stefan's title is it magic or mastery? Please help me welcome an Englishman with nice teeth. Very nice teeth.
I don't get what it is with the teeth. I mean, they're not quite as good as Joel's, but my work's not finished yet. But we'll get there. And do Englishmen have bad teeth normally? Is that why you guys say that? So wasn't this morning fabulous? I got so much value this morning, and I learned two very, very valuable things. Firstly, that I'm at the second C when it comes to experiences like this. And I also learned that when you're going after a world-class speaker, try and put lunch in between. That's really quite a good idea. So, magic or mastery? So, if I was to pull a rabbit out of this hat right now, right here, in front of your very eyes, what would you think and what would you say? Exactly. And if I was a magician, I would say, very well, thank you. Because I would have done it over 1,000 times. It's mastery, not mystery. And who here likes magic? Great. And I've always loved magic, ever since I was a young child. And, you know, when you watch a magician perform a great magic trick, you can't help but wonder how they did it. But we know, don't we, right in front of your very eyes, all they've done is they practiced a series of moves that when they put them together, it looks like they perform the impossible. And I realize that life is the same. I look at successful people and what differentiates them from the less successful. And it's the magic. It's the mastery of doing things in a certain way and practicing them and repeating them. And that's what I want to talk to you about today. I want to talk to you today about three vitally important things. Firstly, structure and the power of structure. Secondly, passion and your ability to convey that to your audience and to your customers. And thirdly, tenacity. How to be absolutely unstoppable and get through or over those obstacles in your way. And when you combine those and you master them, you get exponential results. And the results are almost also magical. Now, I've got an English accent, you might have noticed, and I'm going to talk quite fast today. I'm going to share with you, I'm going to ask you 10 really important questions. I just want you to think about them in this presentation. I don't want you to write them down. After the presentation today, they're going to be emailed to you. And I would really love it if you would spend some time thinking about those questions over the weekend and writing down your answers. And if any of you want to get in touch with me about those, I would love to hear from you. They're questions that I've been using with my private clients for many years, and they are very thought-provoking. And I'd like to share my story with you today to illustrate some of the important points that I want to make. So I started my career as a financial advisor, and I have a unique ability of simplifying the complex. And I realized very quickly when I was working with people that every single person I met wanted to be in a position where one day work was optional. I mean, don't we all want that? It's not that we want to stop work, it's just that we want to be in a position where work is optional and we have that choice. And I'm sure that many people in this room are already in a position where work is optional. But what I noticed was that people didn't know when work was optional. They had no idea what it really meant. So I came up with a structure. And the structure was the magic number, the amount of wealth that you need so work is optional. And there's a couple of really great things about a magic number. Firstly, everyone's got one, so that's a big market. And secondly, when you know your number, you've only got one of two problems. You've either got too much money or not enough money. So there's either a gap to close or you're already there. Now, let me tell you, as a financial advisor, that's pretty useful information. So my questions for you are, what's your number? Do you know your number? If you don't know your number, you should. My wealthiest client is worth about $1.5 billion. His magic number is 72 million. Knowing that's really useful. He carries on working and building businesses because he wants to, but he's able to structure and organize his affairs really efficiently because he has that information. And I decided, look, I only help about 6 very wealthy people a year. And so I said, well, I want to take this online and help a bigger audience. So we put magic number online, structure. But structure alone, in terms of knowing your magic number, is not enough. You need a bit more. You need a plan. And the thing that I always found astonishing with my clients is that they wouldn't dream of running their business without a business plan. No one here would run a business without a business plan or an important project without a project plan. And yet the only written plan that most of my clients have is a written plan for when they're dead, a will. Now, that's really quite stupid, okay? Especially when we know that people with written plans achieve so much more than people that don't have plans. Especially when those plans, like a good business plan, are flexible and adaptable and change as you learn and grow. So my question for you is, do you have a written plan for whilst you're alive? Mine's just here. I carry it around with me. It's a map because I know where I'm heading, but I change it regularly. And if you have a written plan, is it up to date? When was the last time you checked it? So having provided a structure for people to understand their number, what we did was we provided a structure around creating plans. A magic future was born. And we took that online to help people all over the world create plans, structure. And then we decided we'd take that and take it into the business community and help business owners to help their employees to create plans, because that's a smart thing to do. And it creates greater levels of employee engagement. And here's the thing. Most businesses provide a benefits package, but to get a benefit, you have to die, retire, or fall sick. And they call it a benefit. I said, well, wouldn't it be smart if we gave your employees the ability to make plans and grow? And the engagement multiplier program was born. And this is a structure, and I'm going to give you all the structure in a moment. There's going to be a scorecard at the end. You'll be able to score how engaged your business is, in your view, in less than 10 minutes. And we took this online and we digitized it, and now organizations all over the world can have every single person in the organization have a vote and come up with a single score on how engaged the business is. It's a structure. And Dan, thank you. He's been a fabulous contributor to this business. And what I love about it, he keeps telling me it's a $1 billion company. Quick. That's nice to hear. Structure. So my questions for you, what problems are you uncovering right now that could be solved with a structure? What elements of your business could you take online and scale if you had a structure? And what structures could you provide to your customers to make their buying decisions really easy, like I did as a financial advisor with Magic Number? So mine are just Magic Number, Magic Future, and Engagement Multiplier. What are yours? So we've heard all about structures today. I mean, Joe's a great example. Joe's the personality behind this business, but there's structures for 10-minute talks. There's the binders. Dan's creating structures to help entrepreneurs grow 10 times. Joel's got a structure for doing a presentation. Structure. So master a structure and to meet a real need, and the results can be exponential. But structure alone is not enough. You need some passion. Okay, passion's really, really important. And I'm passionate about structures because I love the fact that when you give human beings a structure, they achieve so much. So passion, I launched Magic Number and spent a lot of money and then managed to sell 10% of it for $1.6 million before we'd even raised a dollar. Could I have done that if I wasn't passionate? No. And then this August, I managed to sell 5% of the business for $3.2 million. And then just a few weeks ago, I did a presentation in front of 42 entrepreneurs on the Engagement Multiplier program. 26 of them signed up, over $1 million of revenue. Passion, okay? Passion sells. So what is it that you're passionate about? Well, what is it you're passionate about in business, okay, that you love so much it doesn't feel like work, that you could do for 25 years and the thought of that would actually be energizing? Because when you find that thing and you have that passion, it's like a magnet to your audience. And if your business is not your passion, how could you make your business your passion or find one that is? But even with passion, things don't always go our way, okay? Life has a funny way of throwing obstacles in our path, and this is where tenacity comes in. And it's amazing, isn't it, that how many overnight successes have had a very long number of very long nights leading up to them? Tenacity combined with passion is what keeps you going. When everyone else around you is questioning your sanity, and I know because I've been there, and it's even harder when you have hair like this. So to be tenacious, you need purpose, or as Peter Diamandis calls it, a massive transformational purpose. And Robert this morning talked about the most amazing future. Okay, so mine is to help entrepreneurs and business owners all over the world create engaged organizations. And in the process, help over 100 million people to take control of their futures, improve their personal levels of engagement, and achieve more whilst loving life. Now, that's a big purpose, but I'm going to pull it off. And I'm not sat on a cloud getting a wet bottom, and it's what makes me jump out of bed like a salmon in the morning. Okay? So you need a massive transformational purpose and something you can anchor yourself to. What's yours? What's your purpose? What's the mark that you want to leave on the world and have a tremendous amount of fun doing so in the process? Now, Joe's tenacious. If you get on his contact list, he'll swim across the channel to sign you up. He didn't have to with me. And someone said to me the other day, he'd even fight a honey badger, which is why it's funny that you just brought out the honey badger just now. So now, not long ago, having invested $4 million into my passion and my structures, I was losing $100,000 a month. Now, that'll test your passion. I had to sell my Rolls Royce, which was really important to me. It's only a thing, I grant you that, but I'd spent years trying to get to this car where I felt it was appropriate for me to own it. I sold it. I even considered selling my beautiful English home. Didn't have to, but my question to you is, what treasured personal possessions would you be prepared to sell to pursue your passion? Because it's a great test. Now, there's a wonderful outcome to being tenacious. Ideas rapidly evolve and they grow. So I started with Magic Number and it evolved to Magic Future, and then it became the Engagement Multiplier Program. Now, if I hadn't been tenacious and pushed through, I would never have got to the Engagement Multiplier Program. So we have to start somewhere. So what's the one idea that you could be tenacious about that could turn into something really big? So magic, it's mastery, not mystery. Mastery of a structure with passion and tenacity, which delivers exceptional results.
Thanks for listening to this episode of I Love Marketing. If you'd like to learn more about the Genius Network annual event, please visit geniusnetworkevents.com. That's geniusnetworkevents.com. If you'd like access to the complete presentation, the show notes, the links, and the special resources for this episode, please visit ilovemarketing.com/329. That's ilovemarketing.com/329.